Be'ezus Hashem Yisbach, we begin Perek Shneim Asa, the 12th chapter in the Rambam's Hilchas Mais, in the laws of Tais and the Sefer Zeraim. The Rambam continues on these laws of Demai, and also regarding the trustworthiness, specifically of the faithfulness of an Am Ha'aretz of Ignoramus. As Rambam begins Halacha Aleph regarding, there are times that we could trust an Am Ha'aretz because of certain situations, and Halacha Aleph discussed regarding that of Shabbos. Halakeich Peres, if someone purchases produce, Mimisha in an Emen Alamaisis, from someone who is not trustworthy regarding Tais, meaning Am Ha'aretz. V'shalch La'asran, now the person, however, who bought from them, forgot to tithe it, the nichnas of Shabbos or Yom Tov, and now it already started Shabbos or Yom Tov, and you're not allowed to go ahead and do the tithes because it's considered fixing on Shabbos. So he's a shoyle, so then he could ask the Am Ha'aretz. The Mamala, and he tells him, Musar, and then they were tithes, oichel al piv b'Shabbos. He could eat based on his word on Shabbos. Let's say if someone who is she'inanim and who is not trustworthy tells him, Musar, and then their tithes, oichel al piv b'Shabbos. He could eat based on his word on that Shabbos. Even we had other types of produce from the same species. Why could you trust? Why can you eat? Because the awe of Shabbos is on the ignoramus. And he doesn't violate in Avera regarding Shabbos. And therefore you could trust him for that Shabbos. Now, although he could eat based on his word on that Shabbos, you cannot eat based on his word right after Shabbos is over. Until you go and tithe the Demai for what he ate on Shabbos, and for whatever the leftovers are. Shalei keilu b'himinu, because they weren't lenient and trust that Am Ha'aretz, ilo tzarech the Shabbos, only for the Shabbos itself. Now, ha'is the Shabbos v'yamtiv samachlo, let's say it was Shabbos and Yamtiv was right, connected to Yamtiv. Friday, Sunday, u'sha'il v'achas, and then he asked him on one of them, eichlav b'shen, he could even eat on the second one. And although it's not one kedusha, then they shalei near a last of any time, because there wasn't an opportunity to tithe between them. And Mechem Shneim Tayyim Shal Golis, same day that regarding the 2 days of Yom Tov of the diaspora, although they have a different halachic status, still, we give that leniency and that'll continue from one to the other. Halacha Gimel, HaNishba Al Chaveir Sheichel Mei B'Shabbos. So if someone takes an oath on his friend, says, you got to eat by me, I'm going to take out an oath that you got to eat by me. Now, okay, but he doesn't trust him regarding his tithing. So Shoyel V'Eichel Al Pei B'Shabbos Rishon Mulvat. So he could ask him, and he says, did you tithe? And he could eat based on his word, only for that first time that he's eating Mahim the Shabbos Suda. But the second Shabbos, Ava B'Shanodim Min Hano, Im Lo Yechel Etzla, even if he's going to take a vow forbidding any pleasure from him, if he doesn't eat by him, Lo Yechel Etzla Asa Demai, they not only eat by him until he tithes the Demai, because to go to someone initially to eat by him, they didn't permit, that was only because of Darche Shalom, and that was only for the first Shabbos, but not to continue doing that another Shabbos. L'chadav Rami continues regarding trusting again the Am Ha'aretz because of something else that's intimidating, a different halacha, not of Shabbos, but that of Meduma. Misha in the Neman, someone who's not trustworthy. We saw him separating the Tumas Maisa from his produce, which had a status of Demai. But then we saw that that Tumas Maisa fell back in front of us, whether to some other group of produce, whether to the same place we had taken it out from. Then he went and he subsequently told us, he said, oh, I separated the tithes. Nemanis believed that even on the weekday, not just on Shabbos, you can eat based on his word. Why? Because just like we said, the awe of Shabbos on the ignoramus, so to the awe of the mixture, so although he's not concerned initially to separate Trumas Maisa, that's what Demai is, but if he separated and it fell back in, and that was actual Trumas Maisa falling back into other produce, that Amos Dimu is Alem is on them, and did not suspect to feed anyone meduma. And so although we saw that it fell in, he must have done something to fix it, and it does not have the Trumas Maisa in it, and therefore we could trust him. Halacha Hedram is regarding trusting. If we trust him regarding Maisa Rishon, then we automatically trust him for Maisa Sheni. Misha and Nemet, so someone who's not trustworthy, again, a term for the Am Ha'aretz. We saw him separate the Maisa Rishon from these produce. That we saw. But V'amar, he said, and that's depending if we trust him, Shehifresh men Maisa Shen, that he also separated the second tithe. So Neman, he's believed, and that's based on the Kavol Chaimer. Because if Maisa Rishon, which he has to give away to the Levi, we saw him separate, so Maisa Sheni, which he keeps for himself, obviously he would separate, so we could trust him. So it's considered tithe. Hifresh Maisa Sheni before him, but let's say he separated the second tithe in front of us. V'amar, he says, Shehifresh Maisa Rishon, it goes, oh, don't worry, I separated Maisa Rishon, and then he's not trusted. Because again, the second tithe goes to him. The Maaser Rishon has to give away to the Levi. We don't know definitively that he had separated that. Now, Va'anem Na'al Sheni, someone who's trusted regarding Maaser Sheni, like we're saying, in Anem Na'al Rishon, is not necessarily trust regarding Maaser Rishon. But Va'anem Na'al Rishon, whoever's trust regarding Maaser Rishon, is Anem Na'al Sheni's trust regarding Maaser Sheni. The figure, therefore, Misha in the name of someone who's not trusted. Shahitzi Peres Mebeseh Ba'amar. And he took our produce from his house and he said like this. He says, Elu Maisa Rishon. This, what I'm taking out of my house, what is what I separate is Maisa Rishon. So Neman, he's trusted because he's giving this away. He's giving this to the Levi. It's Maisa Rishon. Now, so therefore, this Maisa Rishon, which he's claiming is Maisa Rishon, he's giving to the Levi. So Ve'im Mafrishim and Trumas. So you don't have to separate from it the Trumas, meaning Trumas Maisa, where if he said that he separated from it, in other words, what we're trying to say over here is that just like a Levi is trusted, that he separated Trumas Maisa, so too the Yisrael is trusted, because he's not suspect only as long as he didn't separate Maisa Rishon, because they think that as long as they didn't separate Maisa Rishon, so there's no obligation. But once he separated Maisa Rishon, they know that there's a liability of death of Trumas Maisa, as long as they didn't separate, so therefore he's believed regarding the Trumas and the Maisas, which refers to Maisa Rishon and Maisa Sheni, because since he's trusted that this is Maisa Rishon that is given to Levi, he doesn't have to separate another time Maisa Rishon, and he's exempt from Maisa Sheni just like Maisa Rishon, because he doesn't have to separate Maisa Sheni from the Maisa Rishon, only from what the leftovers are. So this is Maisa Rishon, and a person could eat it because it's exempt from Maisa Sheni. And we also know that he took out the Trumas Maisa from this Maisa Rishon. Now, but Mamo, let's say he says Elo Maisa Sheni, doesn't say it's Maisa Rishon, which that means he would be giving it away. Right? He says, oh, this is Maisa Sheni. Oh, so then Einanem, he's not believed to exempt it from Trumas and Maisas because he's not losing by the Sefarsh. He's keeping it, so we don't really trust him. Varein Demai, therefore it still has the status of Demai. Umafishim and Trumas Maisar, which actually the Girsa is supposed to say, as actually it said the Girsa before, Trumas and Maisras. And that is, he has to separate from it Maisar region and Trumas Maisar and Maisar Sheini because maybe he didn't separate anything at all. Now, Virali says, Ram, it appears to me, Shehu Poydes Kulim, that he also has to redeem all of it, meaning, even though we don't really trust him when he says Maisar Sheini, but if he, since he did say it's Maisar Sheini, so he had like the Aloch of Shavin Abshach Adich Adesuri, he makes it like as if we have to treat at least with the stringency of Maisar Sheini. So all the produce, even the Trumas and Maisas that he's separating from them, all of them have to be redeemed in case that it does have the halachic status of what he had said it does. Halach Abam, the Ram continues regarding the trustworthiness regarding purchasing and selling produce. So Eimer, if someone says, Lemisha in the name of Maisas, someone says to someone who's not trusted regarding tithes, he says, Kachli Mimisha Hu Maisas. He says, look, I know you're not careful about these laws, but do me a favor, go, you're going to the market, buy for me from someone the tithes. So he went and he bought and he brought it for him. He's not trusted because even though you can verify who he bought by, he's not afraid because he can say, look, maybe you don't think he's trusted, but I thought he's trusted. So we don't know who he bought from and he's not afraid and you can't trust him. Now, but let's say he told him, why don't you buy from that person? He told him who to buy from. So the buyer is trusted to say that I bought from him. Because he's afraid that he might ask him and say, hey, did he buy from you? And because he's afraid, he won't lie. Now, halach likachle ma'isa plaini ba'amal, let's say he went to buy from that person, and he said, le'mitzas, I couldn't find him. So, le'kachti l'chama achar, shu neman, I bought from someone else, don't worry, he's also trusted, he had a great hashkacha too. But he didn't say who it is, and neman, he's not trusted. Because although he went through the effort to try to find the trusted person, he's not believed to say that he went, and after he went through the effort, that he found someone else who's trusted, and therefore it's still not trustworthy. Loch zayin, hanichnas le'ir, if someone goes into a city, then the Makar Adam Shami doesn't recognize anyone over there. Vaman, he says, Mikon Neman, Mikon Asa, who's trustworthy over here? Who ties their produce? Vaman Le'echad, someone says, oh, Ani, I'm a guy. Ain't a Neman, he's not trusted. Amalai Ishplain says, oh, that guy, he has a great Ashkacha. This guy does the Maestras. How is a Neman, he's trusted? For the Kech, Maestra Plaini, and he can buy from that person. Even though he doesn't recognize this person, and he could go and eat based on what that person had told him, because of the principle that a person wouldn't sin if he's not getting personal gain. Why would he lie that that person has a good hashkacha, and that guy does the tithing. Now, halach v'lokach mimeno, let's say he goes and he buys from that person. Mishalim, he asks him a different question. He asks that seller, mikam achiyan yashan, who sells old aged wine over here? Amalei says, ozesh shalacha etzli, the guy who sent you to me, he said, I do the tithes, he sells good old wine. Now, av b'shem kagim l'zazol, it looks like that they're going and doing favors for each other, and like as if there's something underhanded over here. Harilamon, still they're trusted, and yeah, it could be that he's still a guy who does tithe. Now, halacha ches, but imagine when we say this, that we have this leniency, only the person doesn't recognize anyone in that town. So they were lenient that we could trust whoever he asks. But if we recognize someone over there, then you should only take from someone that's well known, that's trustworthy, that's well known in halacha. Now, v'mshashim shleishim yayim. Now, if he already has been in town for 30 days, Even though he still doesn't recognize anyone in the town, still 30 days is enough time. He has to buy from a professional, someone that he knows that's well known, that ties his produce. Now, another stipulation, we didn't permit these things to trust the Amma Oritz, that his friend is someone that does tithe because of what a person just needs food to survive on. We only said the Elba Trumas and Mises, regarding the laws of Trumas and Mises, where anyways, most Amratzim, they take of Mises, and therefore we were lenient. Avlin Perish Shvitz, regarding, let's say, the laws of Shemitah produce, which also Amratzim are suspect regarding that halacha. Elin Taurus, regarding Taurus, you can only buy professional. We wouldn't, those leniencies do not apply by other areas of halacha. Halacha Yud HaChamarim Shenichnus Oli'ir, regarding donkey drivers that come into a city. One of them says, oh, Paris Eva in Musukanim. The stuff on my donkey, they're not fixed. Don't worry, you can't eat from them. They're not tight. But Paris Chavei Musukanim. But the produce of my friend on his donkey, oh, they're fixed. They're already tight. And then he's not trusted. You know why? Shema Kanunya has been named. They might make a trick. When we come to this town, you'll say. And when we come to the other town, I'll say. And that's how they rub each other's backs. And really, they're lying and it wasn't tight. And therefore, we don't trust them. If someone sells produce in Syria, Vamar, and the seller who's Am Arad says, Mishal Eretz Yisrael, this is produce from Eretz Yisrael. So Chayav Alekeich La'asa, so the buyer has to tithe as Demai, because produce of Eretz Yisrael, they would geyser the tithe Demai, even if it's in Syria. Let's say he says, but Musar, yes, from Eretz Yisrael, but they were tithe. Then Neman, the seller, the Am Arad, is trusted. Why? Because of the Migui principle known as Shabasha, also because the mouth that made this produce forbidden, meaning he said it's from Eretz Yisrael, and therefore we knew it's going to be Chayav Maaser, even though in Syria we wouldn't presume. Hu HaPesha Hiter. That's the same mouth that permits it, that says, yeah, although it's from Eretz Yisrael, but they're tithed. Had he been silent, we would have said it's exempt from Demai, because if you buy produce in Syria, you don't have to take over Demai. Most payers that are sold in Syria are from Chutz La'aretz, which according to the Ravid, most of the produce is from a Gentile, and therefore I wouldn't have been obligated, but since he said that made it obligated, but he also said that it's tithe, and therefore he's believed. Now, let's say he says, Mishalihen, that the produce is mine, from my land that I have in Syria. So then, Chayav La'asr. So then, rabbinically, one has to go ahead and take off tithe because of the obligation of the mine. But let's say he says, Musarinhen, that says, oh, but they were tithe. So then when he's believed, again, Shabesh also, Shabesh Edda, the mouth that made it forbidden makes it permitted. Another had it been silent, we wouldn't have known that it's from his land. We would have thought it's from all the Gentiles that are in Syria, and we would have exempted from Demai. He obligated, so he could exempt it. But the Mudush Shlekakab, so let's say we knew this guy had land in Syria. He has a farm. But your Ribbon of Krem is there, and we know what he sells is the majority is from his own field. Oh, then Chayav Lekech Min Lasa, then whoever buys him has to take the tithes. Shechazkos Seishem Mitzadeh Havim, we already had a presumption that we knew that it's from his field, and there's no Pesha Asa, Pesha Yitobe, because he wasn't Pesha Asa, we knew it's from his field. It's not like, oh, it's I didn't have to say, no, we would have known it's from your field, and therefore you're not believed to say that you already tithed it. Lachid Beis Ram continues regarding trusting the paupers and Levim with their own matanis, which are exempt from the halachas of Maisim. As Ram says, Aniyim, regarding paupers that are ignoramuses, Sha'amah that they say, oh, Perisel, this produce that we have, Shaleket, from the gleaning, Shechet, from the forgotten bundles, or pay from the corners of the field, which are exempt from Trumas and Maestras, Harei Elinamanim, they're believed to say that. Now, that's Kozman Shahagran, it says, as long as the granaries, Shaleket, Vashechet, Vapay, Mitsuyim, that you have Leket, Shechet, that are, and pay are found over there, so that we presume that this is where it's from. Who are moreover Shia has to be that the pauper is carved in that garden, it's very close to the granary. Because Shia is available by Bayam that he could come and go that same day. Now, the Mamma, let's say they said, Shalmaisa Onahim, not like a Chikapeh. They said it's the poor man's tithe, which is in the third and the sixth year of the Shemitah cycle. Now, since that they were separated, Maisu Ani, so most definitely all the other Trumas and Maisu were also separated. Harel Namon, Kalashan Kulo. So they're trusted the entire third and sixth year of the Shemitah cycle, which are the years of Maisa Ani. But they're only trusted regarding something that it's normal for a person to have given this as Maisa Ani, to say that, oh, this is Maisa Ani, which is believed to be that case. As Ram says, how so? So, let's say they say, oh, this wheat is from the leket, the sheikh, and the peyah that we got from the person's field, which they left for us, the poor people. Harel Neman, they're believed, because wheat is something that's very commonly found as leket sheikh peyah. But let's say he says, kemach zeh, oh, this flower, shal leket sheikh peyahu, is from leket sheikh peyah. Now, it's not normal that We're saying that, obviously, we're saying that the homeowner, he had grinded it down and he got flour from them. And I'm not trusted because it's not normal for people to give as like chakapeya flour. They usually give it as wheat. They're not going to grind it to give it away to the poor. And you don't have to say for sure that they're not trusted regarding bread. To say that that was the actual gifts of the poor they got. In those situations, they're not believed. You have to take up its eyes as if it was demain. They're trusted regarding kernels of rice before it's threshed, where they would not give it. They would give it as it was in the stalk. So that they're trusted to say that they got that as matnas anim. But v'ein amanol, they're not trusted regarding it, bein chai, whether if it's raw, but after it was husked, after it was threshed, bein mevushal, whether it's cooked, because again, no one gives it like that. They give it in its most raw and unrefined manner, which is inside the husk, not afterwards. So to the manmal apoyel, the ani b'hopper is believed regarding the beans before it's grinded, before it's peeled. But v'ein amanol agrisin, they're not trusted regarding the beans after they're grinded and after that they're peeled. Again, to say that, oh, this is what I got as a gift, because no one's giving it like that. Whether it's raw, whether it's cooked. So to neman al Hashem, they're trusted regarding oil to say, shalmaisa anihu, that it is the tithe of the poor man's tithe, because people actually do give maisa ani from oil. But v'ein amanol loyim, they're not trusted to say, oh, shalzeisi nikufim. They're the olives that were the random olives that were left over, which are left for the poor, because there's not norm to have enough to press that to make oil out of it, and that's what he got it from. So the neman al yor chai, the trust regarding raw vegetables that they got that as my matnas anim, but again not cooked. Elam ken hay dava mur, unless it was a very small quantity. Where that is possible, since it's very small, that the homeowner forgot to type it and he remembers at the end when it's ready in the pot. Where shekin derech bali batim, because that is the normal for a homeowner, litin ma'ad yark, mabushim, makedeiros lani, to give a little bit of his cooked vegetables from his pot to the pauper. And actually, since he could say what's called a migui, he could say balabais nesanali, that the homeowner gave it to me when it was cooked. So yachalem, so since he could say that, he could also say, anibishatim matnesan, that I cooked it from my own matnesanim that I got before it was cooked. So the Levi says, this produce is from the first tithe that the Levi has, which the Trumas Meiser was already taken from it. I mean, the Levi already suffered Trumas Meiser. Hariza neman la'olam al Trumas Meiser. So he's always trusted regarding Trumas Meiser, meaning, in contrast to Lekha Chechapeya, which we said is only trusted when it's the time of the granary, and Maisa Ani is only trusted in the third and the sixth year, and Maisa Rishon is he was saying that the Maisa Rishon, which is all year round, he's trusted the whole year round on the Maisa Rishon that the Trumas Maisa was separated. Kishem Shisrol, because just like Yisrael Amma Aretz, Neman al Truma Gedayel is trusted regarding Truma Gedayel, we don't suspect him. Demai is not on Truma Gedayel, it's only on the other Maisers. And so too, is the Levi trust regarding Trumas Meiser, because that's considered something Chiv Misa. They know that's something very important. They're not suspect regarding that. Al ainin nem in the love lefatcher Meiser Sheni, but they're not trusted regarding it to exempt it from Meiser Sheni, which here actually is actually a different halacha. It's talking about if someone buys the produce from a Levi, even though he's trusted to say that he had separated from them the Meiser Rishon, which, because he's separating and he keeps it to himself, he's not losing anything, he's not believed to exempt it from Maaser Sheni. So it's not similar to a Yisrael who's trusted regarding Maaser Rishon, who's also then subsequently believed regarding Maaser Sheni, as we said in Lacha Hei, because a Yisrael that separates Maaser Rishon, he has to give it away to the Levi. Since he's not concerned for his money, Maaser Rishon, we believe regarding Maaser Sheni. But the Levi is not losing anything by separating Maaser Rishon. So therefore, that's what I'm saying. In the middle of the Maaser Sheni, that would not necessarily trust him regarding Maaser Sheni. Like we said, when you separate Maaser Sheni, doesn't mean you give him Maaser Rishon. So here with the Levi, in contrast to Yisrael, who's believed when he does Maaser Rishon, the Maaser Sheni, that's only because he has to give it to the Levi. Here the Levi who separates Maaser Rishon, it goes to him, so then he's not believed automatically to Maaser Sheni. Look at the Zayin Rambam continues regarding the belief of someone who's suspect, and Am Aretz, regarding that of others. Produce. In Kol Advarma Elo Amurim, he says all these things are not said. They were said you're allowed to purchase produce from Am Aretz. You just have to tithe it as demai. That was El Bama Aretz. That was by regular ignoramus. Shein Lechashed, where he's not especially suspect, and the Leyaman is also not necessarily trusted. Somewhere in the middle. a mishu chashed limkar truma l'shem chomer. But someone who suspect, we suspect him for wrongdoing, that he actually sells chulin, which is really truma. He's selling truma under the guise that it's chulin. So us lekich mini klas. Such a person not buy from at all. Davashish bezikas truma meister. Anything that has any connection that's possibly truma or that of meister, meaning of meister sheni. And I feel like kiri dugim. You can't even buy from him the fish intestines. Why? Because they put oil inside of it, and you have to be suspect that maybe that oil is from Chuma. Now, but the Ein Aser, it's only forbidden to buy from this suspect individual, El Koshal Avonim, only whatever's right in front of him in his house or in his store. Avla Tzor, regarding his storehouse, Mutli Chemin, that actually you could purchase from him. Neshu Misyar El Arb Chuma Beitzor, because he's actually afraid to mix in Chuma into his storehouse. Because Shem Yevada Dov, maybe the word's going to get out to the sages, the Yavsar Kol, and they're going to cause him a loss of his whole warehouse. Because the Chum forbid buying from him, and just like what was in front of him, you know, they buy, if they find out, he's going to make his whole warehouse forbidden, and it's going to be a huge loss. So that he wouldn't do, and if you could buy from straight from the warehouse. So to something would suspect regarding that he actually sells Meister Sheni under the guise, under the title that it's really Chum when it's not. Again, in Lichem and the Dovish Yishalabzik is Meister. You can't buy from anything that has a possibility that's Meister Sheni, which again, you're not allowed to eat out of Yerushalayim. And because of Knesset Medivrayim, this is all a rabbinic penalty. If someone is suspect in these halachas like we spoke about, and he's testifying regarding someone else's produce, so then I mean, he's believed. Why? Chazaka, there's a presumption. A person doesn't sin if he doesn't have personal gain. So why would he lie that other person's stuff are type, and therefore we believe him? And we don't have to say that a regular ignoramus who's not especially suspect, just a situation of doubt, but sure we believe him. So the fikr, therefore, in other words, since a person wouldn't sin without personal benefit, ignoramus that says zetel v'zet truma, he says, okay, look, this is untithed produce and this is truma. Zet vadai v'zet demai, this is definitively untithed and this is doubtful if it's tithed. So I feel b'shalei, so even if it's regarding his own produce, so now he's believed because since he's saying regarding some of his produce that it's forbidden, so it seems like he's not lying, and he would be trusted regarding the other half that it's permitted. Let's say he says, let's say he says, oh, this is fixed, this is all kosher, and it's already all typed and all finished up. So Bishalachim, regarding others' produce, Neman, he's trusted. Again, as long as it doesn't look like that they're playing tricks, and that they're just making, that they'll split the profits amongst them, like we explained in the Lachayud. Someone sells produce to his friend. And after he already given it over to the consumer, then he tells to the buyer, you know what? The produce that I sold you, tell him actually they're untithed. You know the meat that I sold you? It's actually the meat of a firstborn animal which was slaughtered by mistake without having been verified with a mumcha that had a blemish and was permitted to be slaughtered. Hayayin, the wine I sold you? Yayin nesach. It's actually the wine of libations for idolatry. And in all these cases, the seller is claiming that he sold it by mistake, and he wants to undo the sale so that he could fix it by separating Trumas and Maestros by the Tevil, and he could get rid of the Avodah Zarah by the Ayin Nesach, and he could bury the meat of the firstborn animal. So, Shur Sadin, Shein Neman. So, according to the law, letter of the law, so actually, the seller is not believed, because since it's not in his possession anymore, so he's not trusted anymore. And even if the seller was a Tamo Chacham. But the Zarah is Machmar Lasma. Whoever is diligent and with halacha will be stringent on himself. And the meminah, and if the buyer trusts the seller, he's a meshubach, he's praiseworthy. Even if the seller was amaretz, which why should we believe him? It's not like he's a talmud chacham. Still, if one is careful regarding because he's claiming that it's not kosher, then he's praiseworthy if he believes him.